Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
I'm Gary Mance.
I'm Suzanne Mitchell.
We're a couple of baby boomers who bring you a talk radio mix of metaphysics and music, politics, and pop culture.
And you never know which celebrity will join us for an interesting conversation.
Mance and Mitchell is Boomer HQ, Friday and Saturday mornings at 10 on 1150 AM KKNW.
Your home for alternative talk in Seattle and Western Washington.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk. Welcome you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And, by the way, you can find us on Facebook these days. Look for Martha Norwalk's Animal World and give us a like while you're there. I appreciate that. Check out all the really cool animal stuff that I post, and sometimes some really important stuff, and sometimes just entertainment stuff, and sometimes amazing stuff. Oh, and you standard poodle people? Scroll down and find the standard poodles in the swings. That's really cool.
Really fun.
It's really cute, really these fun. Two standard poodles in the swing. I should have told Connie to do that, because she would appreciate that, too. Anyway, Then if you need to contact Animal World at any time, you can do it via the website, MarthaNorwalk.com. You can email us at animalworldlive@hotmail.com. You can use that email address during the show. That's the email address that will get an email to us here in the studio. But I also take care of that email during the week as well, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And then if you need to get a hold of Jude and Paul Ponton, the Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle, remember their website is whispering-dragon.com and phone number is 206-706-2836. All right, and we are doing harmonic energy shifting, and now we are going to a very patient in Bend, Oregon, Christine. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with Jude and Paul Ponton.
Hi, Martha.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hi, Jude, Paul.
Good morning.
How are you guys doing?
Good. Good. How are you?
We're good. How are you?
I'm doing.
Okay.
I have a dog. She's part Aussie and part, one of those other shepherd dogs. And when she plays with Charlie, who's maybe 2 or 3 years younger than her, she seems to always not like to have her body touched, you know, from her neck back. It's like she's always sore, even if she doesn't play that particular day all that hard.
So you think she has back pain? Is that what you're...
I don't know. She won't let me massage it. The only thing I can do, really, is Reiki on her. But, you know, I just kind of worry what's going on.
How old is she?
She's about seven?
About seven. I got her when she was about 5 and a half, they said.
Okay, so you say it's after she plays with your other dog.
But that's my guess.
Okay, so if she hasn't been playing, you can easily touch her and
nope.
All?
No.
Oh, you can't do it then either?
No, so maybe it's...
So has she been this way ever since you've had her? Or is this something new?
She's always been that way. It might be because she just doesn't like to be touched. I just assume she just doesn't like to be touched. But sometimes she'll snap, you know.
She'll snap.
Or grunt or something like that. So I know that it's I know that it's something more.
Well, let's see. It looks like Jude's working in the field right now.
Yeah, it looks like, yeah. I mean, it feels like
she plays hard, by the way.
Yeah. It's more. I don't know that it's physical. It's almost like a survival thing. Maybe for chakra too, Jude.
She looks like she's using Om and New Moon and the field to open things up.
Yeah, there's a fear, a little bit of a fear thing, but it's based. It's a survival fear.
So what do you want for chakra?
I think just ground. Just do an old, like an Om octave. Yeah.
Oh, if it's something like that, that to me is much easier to handle. Because I could just respect her boundaries or her, you know.
Well, maybe you can kind of desensitize her too, maybe a little bit, which is what we're kind of working with here, the energy that will help her feel more secure and more comfortable with being touched.
I like to give my animals massages.
Mm-hmm.
But she apparently doesn't like them, huh?
No. Not if I go... Her face is great. She loves my face massages. But not when I go below her neck.
Huh.
Oh, and her stomach. She likes her stomach to be rubbed.
Hmm.
Well, that's a good thing. She'd really be abnormal if she didn't like that.
So Jude did a little bit here with grounding that first chakra, and then did some Chiron with Nibiruddha to work with the old pattern and bring in a matrix for a new new energy expression. And now she's kind of opening the back. I think doing the off-body stuff, you know, with her doing the Reiki, you said you were doing some Reiki with her, is that right?
Yes, because I feel bad.
Yeah.
I'm doing it for the rescue horses, but not for my own kids.
Yeah, yeah.
Terrible.
So,
you know, I run into that a lot, but people that aren't using their skills to work on their animals. They're doing it everywhere else, but not at home.
Exactly. Shame on me.
Well, and of course, you know, Jude and I have to make appointments with each other to get, get each other to treat, too, because we, you know, you know, people are coming in and we're working on them, but trying to find time for, you know,
to work on yourselves. Yeah,
yeah. We're better about it now, but for a while there it was.
Oh yeah, that yeah.
So Jude did some stuff in the field with forks. Now she's using the chimes, the Mars and Venus chime over
love
the back.
Love those chimes.
She's a lovely dog. She just told me about an hour ago that I locked Charlie out in the front yard by accident.
So
Charlie snuck out when I went to go dump some trash.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't know it.
Know
by now. Look for the dog. Count noses when I close the front door.
yeah. Well, at least you have Cavi to tell you when he's out there.
So what I'm getting with that, we've cleared some of this energetic stuff here. Now what I'm picking up is that there is something physical. Yeah, Jude did some stuff to open the spine because there's some, and it may have been an old injury, but the trauma pattern is still there.
Interesting.
Uh-huh.
So, well, yeah, because you said she was 5 and a half or so when you got her, so you don't know the history before.
Yeah,
and
it's not necessarily that it's physically bothering her so much as that there's a maybe a again a fear of being hurt. There is some physical stuff there too.
Could be. When it comes to play, though, man, she's gone.
Because she's the other animals are not the ones that caused the issue. Has she been around the? Was she around horses earlier? Could she have gotten kicked or something?
You know, I don't think she has been around them because she feels intimidated by them, and she'll bark. So I usually leave her in the van if I'm going there, where she feels, or if I'm taking the donkeys for a walk, I'll let her and Charlie run loose, because, you know, it's on BLM property, so
yeah,
it's a lot of open trail.
So Jude's going to do
here comes the Pua.
The Pua, yeah, this is...
The ferry boat's coming to town here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, so this is kind of a small didge, but it's a little different energy.
Love that. Reminds me of the ferry boats.
Yeah.
Well, just because she barks at the horses and stuff, that doesn't mean that she hasn't had experience with them. In fact, if she had had been kicked or something, she would be more defensive.
So something...
she might be, anyway.
Something spiral over the kind of hip pelvic area opening. Yeah, good. Now, Jude's going to do some high-frequency Newman Fifth here over the pelvic area. There's some part of this energetic pattern that's there.
It'll be interesting to see, Christine, if this makes any difference with...
Yeah. I'll give it 2 days, and then I'll try another body massage or...
Well, or just try very gently touching, and if that's okay, then leave it at that, and then go back to it before. I wouldn't like go right for the massage right away, but
usually with her, it's so light, it's just moving the hairs.
Oh, okay.
Taking a brush. A brush, she doesn't mind.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's why I'm wondering if it's a deep.
And it's kind of a confusing pattern a little bit because there seems to be physical and some kind of old traumatic.
So get a piece of hematite or black, actually better black tourmaline.
I have a lot of hematite. Okay.
And put it where she sleeps.
Where she sleeps?
Okay. Yeah. Put it where her bed is.
Yeah, near
or where she hangs out a lot. Because it's a grounding stone and it's a clearing stone.
Oh, yeah. Maybe that's why she likes going into my crystal room, my meditation room.
That's why.
Because I have a lot of stones all over the place.
Yeah, so one of the hematite or black tourmaline, one of the black grounding stones.
Yeah.
Excellent.
That feels better to me.
All right, well, let's see what shakes out. So give it a couple of days and then start very gradually.
Okay.
Seeing if it makes a difference.
Great.
To report in. Let us know.
Okay.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you,
man.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Blessings to y'all.
You too.
All right. We're going to go to, it's our regular in Bothell. Sue, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Jude and Paul Ponton.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good morning.
Good morning. And Sue, of course, you and your kitty Jasper have become a regular around here.
Yeah.
And Jasper's our old guy with who's on chemo for the cancer, the lymphoma.
Right.
And the sinus infections and stuff.
Right.
So how's he doing?
So we increased his medicine a little bit, and he had another chemo session, and so now he's doing much better with the sinus infection. He's pretty much just sneezing, and he's doing good with that. But so I don't know if I go see the doctor on Tuesday, the vet, and I don't know if it's the cancer then that's causing all the main issues, because he's feeling good now after the treatment, or what?
Well, let's see what Jude and Paul are picking up. I know he's had a long haul about this. Is he eating and everything at this point?
He's eating. He doesn't like all the medicines or supplements and stuff that I put in his food, so sometimes he's not eating as quickly as he usually does.
Uh-huh.
But so far he's hasn't lost a lot of weight or anything.
So he's maintaining his weight then. That's good.
Yeah.
And is he done with the chemo now?
That's what I don't know for sure.
Okay.
So sort of a little residual pattern, kind of up frontal here. I wonder if this, it almost seems like he's prone to allergens or something. And it may be not that the cancer causes it, but his suppressed immune system allows it.
Yeah, I just felt like I wanted to do some support. I wanted to do kidney support and immune support.
So immune and kidney support is what you're feeling called to do. So it looks like you picked up Mars and Venus forks there.
Well, those are, because Venus has a direct correspondence to the kidneys and especially the kidney yin, and then Mars is that kind of active, more male part of the kidney yang part. So we often will do these two together to balance yin and yang in the kidneys. Mars also has because it's the... mythologically, it's the warrior, right? So it has to do with protection and immune system and all that.
So
Jude's also doing stomach 36 with Mars and Earth Day forks. This is a combination we use a lot for building immune system.
I don't know. Kathy's asked an interesting question here. Do cats lose fur during chemotherapy like humans lose their hair? I don't know the answer to that. Did Sue, Jasper lose any hair on chemotherapy? Any fur?
No.
No. Huh. No, we'll have to ask Dr. Bill sometime.
Doing the Ren are, again, two extraordinary vessels to balance the yin and yang. The Ren will have an effect on the yin energy and the on the yang, the governing vessel and the conception vessel, they're called. And then something off body up kind of by the head.
I didn't do the Ren yet.
Oh, okay. So Jude's finishing up here with the conception vessel, with the full moon sixth to nourish the yin energy. A lot of times with cancer treatments, long-term illness, the yin gets damaged, the body's yin gets damaged. So this is just supportive to help with that. Did you bring do that, and then also Mars because of the head. So we're doing something off body here, up around the head, just to clear some of the residual stuff from the the infections and kind of the congestion, and then also using the Mars. Is that Mars there, the high frequency Mars?
No. Oh yes.
Yeah. So let's do that.
With
Om? Yeah. Off. And Mars, besides being the warrior, the other correspondence Mars has is to the head. So just to kind of focus things there a little bit. Yeah, that's probably plenty. Let's just go with, you want to do anything else? I think that seems like enough.
She picked up Mercury, looks like.
Right.
Oh, okay. So.
And you said he is still sneezing, right, Sue?
Yeah. Yeah.
Of course, and that's how this all started, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was sneezing and coughing.
Yeah.
So Jude's doing Mercury with Earth Day. Is that what you got there? And
yeah.
On two points on the lung channel to support the respiratory system. So it's lung one and lung nine. The lung one is the kind of up in the front of the shoulder and the chest, and lung nine's down in the forepaw. It's the source point of the lung channel. So these are both points to help with strengthening the lung energy, which, of course, the whole respiratory system. And then using a bowl.
I love the Tibetan bowls. So Jasper's getting one today. I hope some of these sounds get through to you guys, because they're really neat in the studio. I do my Tibetan bowl every day at home. My singing bowl, my ting shas, my Tibetan bell. I'm hooked on all this stuff. All right, that looks like what. Okay, so Jasper's had his treatment for today.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And give him a scratch from Aunt Martha.
All right.
Thanks for calling Animal World, Sue. All right. We have got to take care of advertisers for the first time in this hour, and then we'll come back and talk to Bev. Then I think we'll have time to get in some current events. And we do have lines open and should have time for another call or two. So local numbers, 425-373-5527, toll free 888-298-5569. Oh, Kathy, I did mention the missing link giveaway. Did you get a winner? Okay. So never mind. I thought we didn't get a winner, but we do have a winner. So we'll tell you who that is when we come back. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Accutonics for Dogs and Cats, and Accutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Accutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Feed your mind and your body and spirit will follow. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey y'all, Martha Norwalk, and we're just about midway through the last hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Be sure to check out the NuPro supplements, great all-natural supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets, www.nupro.com. All right, Jude and Paul Ponton from Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle are here and are doing remote harmonic energetic shifting sessions. We're going to head now to Seattle and welcome Bev to Animal World. Good morning, Bev. You're live Hi. With Jude and Paul Ponton.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What can we do for you?
Well, I've had this continuous almost like flu or cough for the last 2 months.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I got better for about a week, but then
You sound like you've got something in your...
Yeah. And it's going around work. So I'm wondering, you know, energetically, what's going on.
So how did you treat this when you got it? Did you do any medicine or anything like that?
I didn't. I was trying to do green smoothies because I really haven't had anything since 2009.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried to do a healthier diet and garlic pills and that kind of thing and some Chinese herbs.
But it's just not going away, huh?
Right. Yeah.
I think that's a common story for a lot of folks.
Yeah, there's been a number of people have kind of the cough kind of at a lower level than it was when they were really, you know, when the virus was really active, but it seems to hang on. You can do the REN, and then I think stomach 36 too.
So Jude's starting to work on you, Bev.
Yeah.
Okay.
So opening up the REN channel, which goes through the respiratory system, through the throat, and all of that, kind of open that up. Maybe I wonder about doing it with using mercury as the tonic. Yeah. Okay. So mercury with Chiron again. This is for the mercury has a correspondence also to the lung. We talked about it earlier with the nervous system, and it has a correspondence with that as well, but works with kind of opening up the whole respiratory system of the lungs and then the Chiron for healing. the two points that come up for me are stomach 36 and UB 43.
Yeah, that was the other extraordinary one.
Shaoyang level stuff.
A stomach and urinary bladder point.
What's that?
Is that a stomach and a urinary bladder point you mentioned?
A stomach and urinary bladder point, did you mention? She said?
Oh, one was stomach 36. The other one, urinary bladder 43, which is Gaohuang Shu, which is a point on the back, kind of between the shoulder blades that is used a lot for kind of old patterns that get stuck. It can be from, things that get stuck for years and years and years, but it actually also for kind of is a place where they say that the energy can hide, pathogenic energy can hide. So open that up. And then stomach 36, just because it's so powerful for supporting the nutritive energy of the body to provide healing and immune support.
Mm-hmm.
And what are you doing now, Jude?
Gaohuangshu.
Okay, so she's got the new moon fifth on Gaohuangshu, the new moon and the Om to kind of open them up. And then, so now we're also going to open up at Ren 22, which is a point that's right above. It's kind of in the little cleft there above the
rib
sternum, the breastbone. So there's a little thing, and this one has a. Among other things, has a direct effect on the throat, and so you can do lung 1 and 9. So,
are you feeling anything, Bev?
I feel a little more comfortable trying to take a deep breath.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
So that the other thing, Jude, when you're after that is that. Mm-hmm. So so she's doing 2 points, lung points, to open up the lung channel to get. Kind of the lung channel gets damaged, especially if there's been a lot of coughing.
We lost Bev. That was weird.
Well, hopefully.
I thought there was a red light flashing that I don't usually see. I don't know what that means, but it looks like she's calling right back, I think. Okay. So we'll get her back on the line. Judah will continue working. It's interesting, while we're getting her back on the line and you guys keep working, it looks like Kathy did a little searching here on, do cats lose fur during chemo like humans? Lose their hair, and she says here, cat whisker loss is common, and shaved fur grows back very slowly, but substantial fur loss is uncommon with cats and chemo. So there you go. I didn't know that. And
so the other thing Jude did was a point right in the middle of the chest. It's actually on the Ren channel, but it helps to, it's kind of where the heart chakra is actually, but it also helps to open up the chest and the lungs. A lot of times with coughs, the thing that happens is the coughing depletes the lung chi, and if it goes on long enough, then the lung energy isn't strong enough to kind of replenish itself, so you got to do a little stuff to kind of boost it, which is what she did.
Yeah, so Bev is back with us now. Bev, are you back?
Yeah, I am back. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm gonna just consolidate her field.
Okay.
Field.
Yeah, so the other thing is the energy of the whole field seems to be sort of open and weak. So Jude's using a Saturn, which helps to solidify and consolidate the energy so she's not leaking energy out into the field.
No, we don't want Bev leaking.
Yes.
No leaking, Bev.
That's probably not a totally accurate description, but it just means that it'll help to hold consolidate the energy and make it stronger.
Oh, great. That's good.
So that when she's doing good things for her body, that she's not losing them.
So they're tuning. They're continuing to tune in to you here at the moment. Mm. How are you feeling?
Yeah, I do feel like I want to breathe deeper.
So the other thing we're going to do is one on the back. It's close to where the other one we did on the upper back. This is a point on the bladder channel that also affects the lungs directly. And so Jude's using the mercury, which directs it towards the lungs, and then the Earth Day 5th, which helps to strengthen these are, you know, these are really good points for building the lung chi.
All right. That's Mercury and Earth Day.
You said you were taking Chinese herbs. What were you taking? Were you taking stuff that an herbalist prescribed for you, or were you taking...
Yeah, this doctor, he's really a great acupuncturist. He's got, like, tangerine peel and licorice.
Okay, so you're cleaning up phlegm and all that, yeah. Okay. Well, good.
All right, stay away from phlegmy foods like, you know...
Dairy and sugar.
And oily stuff and sugar.
Right.
All right, so well, let's see, because if there's got to be other people out there. So when you have like a cold or a flu thing with mucusy type stuff, then during that time you don't want to...
Sugar, dairy, really cold from the refrigerator stuff creates it makes the digestion more difficult, and when you don't digest as well, you're more likely to make phlegm.
Yeah.
The other thing that's really common for people to do when they have a cold is to drink orange juice, and orange juice is really phlegm producing.
Orange juice causes
because of the sugar, because there's a high fructose.
Yeah, it's really concentrated sugar.
And when you said oily stuff, I'm assuming you're talking about unhealthy fats and oils, not the good ones. Or are you talking all oils?
Well, basically, I would go low on most oil. You could probably, coconut oil is probably still okay.
One of the things that happens is when the lungs get compromised, one of the functions of the lungs is to carry the... They say that in a change medicine, the lungs miss the fluid, so the fluids are sent up to the lungs to moisten them and to distribute it out to the skin and moisten the skin. But what happens when the lungs, when you cough or something like that, is that doesn't happen, and the fluids build up in the lungs and you get phlegm.
Uh-huh.
So you can help out the lungs by not putting in stuff that creates a lot of fluids and allow, you know, kind of give the lungs a little break.
All right, well, that makes sense. All right, Bev, notice what's different.
You. Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling
interview.
Animal World.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Be well.
All righty. Let's see. What do we do now? I think what we will do, we have open phone lines at the moment. We've still got to get in current events. Let's take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the last time in this hour. Then we will come back and take care of current events. But I think we should have time for another call. So anybody's out there wondering if you're too late? Well, if you call in now, you're not too late. So we can probably get at least another call in at 425-373-5527 or 1-888-298-5569. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage's exciting new Vashon Island location. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including T-Touch, aromatherapy, and manual ligament therapy, plus massage for canines and small and large animal certification. Visit online at nwsam.com for registration details and to enroll online. For more information, call 877-836-3703. That's 877-836-3703. Or check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage on Facebook.
Been there, done that? It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 a.m. or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show. You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and 2 live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Body, mind, and spirit. Alternative Talk 1150 covers it all.
Hey, y'all. Martha Norwalk, and sorry to say, we're on the downside of this week's edition of Animal World, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And right now, let's take care of current events. Alrighty, so on the current events and entertainment schedule for this week, we've got our own Animal World communicator, intuitive medium, Reiki Master Darcy Pariso has got some upcoming events and classes. The Intraspace Intuitive Fair behind Tully's right off of I-5, that fair is the first Saturday of every month, and Darcy's there on those Saturdays, and the first Saturday of March is next Saturday, March 5th. It's from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and you can find Darcy there. And then she's got her Animal Communication 101 class on Sunday, March 20th from 1 to 4 p.m. at A Path to Avalon in Arlington. And to register for that, you call 360-403-8884. And then, wouldn't you know, next on my current events list would be classes and workshops coming up at Whispering Dragon Center. That would be Jude and Paul Ponton. And it looks like we put everything on the list this month, and you've got some official acutonics training classes coming up, a level 1, a level 2, and then an elective level. And so what are these acutonic level 1 classes, 2, and this... Who are these classes for?
People that want to learn how to use the tuning forks for, working with, balancing energy, treating themselves or patients. You know,
do most people like take these classes that like want to do professionally work on patients?
A lot do, but not everybody. Some people do it for themselves or their families or their own. You know, so they're right. Yeah, but they're 3 day. They're full. 3 day.
It's pretty intensive
classes.
Study.
When you're done, our goal is that you can go out and start working with the energy and working with.
Okay, so like the Acutonics level 1 class, you call it Sound Gates to Meridian Harmonics, March 12, 13, and 14, and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. each day.
Yeah.
So that's 3 intensive days.
Yes, it is.
And then the level 2 is March 16, 17, and 18. That's another 3 days.
Yeah, and it's unusual. We're doing these kind of back-to-back in the middle of the week because we've got a guy who scheduled them that's coming up from Costa Rica to make it, not have to come up twice in a flight. He's
Normally somebody will take one and then they'll take two sometime later. And, we don't necessarily, for our purposes, run them back-to-back like that because it's a lot
it's
of
intense.
Work.
Yeah,
it's in the middle of the week, too.
Well, but I guess you got a student coming up from Costa Rica.
Yeah.
You adjust the schedule for.
We do some custom scheduling, and so we did that, and other people can join, and it's great fun. But it's really learning it.
Yeah.
Okay, and then there's an interesting class. This frequency shifting for consciousness expansion and reality creation. That sounds exciting.
Well, so that class is actually that's a mirror of the class that you took with us last year.
Okay.
Where we talk about not so much about using tuning forks, but about ways of changing our frequency, our relationship to stuff, so that we can shift how things show up for us. So it's a 2 day class, but the second day is sort of more play. So you can take both days or you can take only the first day.
So it looks like it's Saturday, April 2nd and Sunday, April 3rd, 10 a.m. to 5:30 each day with a lunch break.
Uh-huh.
And Then if you want to do Saturday only, it's 125. You want to do Saturday and Sunday, it's 175.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, and you call the Whispering Dragon Center, 206-706-2836, to register for any of these classes. All right, new on the calendar this week, and mark your calendars for the third annual ARF fundraiser. It's the Golden Paw Gala. It will be Saturday, May 21st. Tickets go on sale March 1st, so you can get more information at www.everettarf.org. And that's an organization. They do support the Everett Animal Shelter and do some really good stuff up there. Positive Futures, the annual benefit and fundraiser for Positive Alliance, is March 19th at the Swedish Club in Seattle. It includes dinner, drinks, fun, auction bidding, table seating, and an exciting evening. www.positivealliance.org. And mark your calendars way ahead here for the 7th annual Sexless Soiree on Saturday, September 24th. And that's at the Don James Center at Husky Stadium. And auctioneer Graham Crow will be returning. A great night of food, wine, and celebration for supporting the Feral Cat Spay and Neuter Project. Let's see, and I've got, last day today, because what else is happening today?
The Oscars.
Yes, it is the Academy Awards. Not the Academy. The Academy Awards are happening at Seattle Humane. Today is the last day. All black and white cats over 1 year are free. Adoption fees are waived, and they're open 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. today, so you can cruise over to Seattle Humane and get a free black and white cat. That's pretty cool.
Pick up a tuxedo kitty.
And that's the other in the news, animals in the news, that I forgot to mention today, is that the Seattle Humane broke ground on their great big, they're building a great big new shelter facility right across the highway from us. And they say they're going to be able to rehome like 10,000 animals a year. Once they get this. Yeah, so it's huge. They broke ground yesterday. So that's exciting. Congratulations to Seattle Humane on that. And I think that's everything new on the list. I'll tell you, next week it's Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and Anything That Helps Our Animal Friends Sunday. And in preparation for that, Kathy and I are going on an adventure. Oh, she's excited. We're going on an adventure this week because we have been invited to come up for a private tour of the Northwest Stream Center in Everett and learn all about Stream Keeper Society. And you know, we talk about the phenomenal programs they do all the time, and I've had listeners tell me, and even Dr. Bill's gone to some of the events there and how great they are. Well, Tom Murdoch is going to be our featured guest next week on Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, Anything That Helps Our Animal Friends Sunday. And he is the co-author of the Stream Keeper Field Guide that is now being used by professionals all over the United States and Canada. And he's a wealth of information, you know, as often participates in these programs. And so Kathy and I are going to go out and check out the place, and so we'll be all up to date on what goes on up there. And then Tom's going to join us on the show next week, along with a great lineup of other guests as well. So I hope you'll join us for that. And now, as promised, I believe we have time for one more caller, and we're going to Seattle. And welcome Carlene. Carlene, welcome back to Animal World.
Well, hello, from beginning now to the end.
Yeah, Carlene called in before the show. She's the one that told us about Garrison Keillor.
And Martha, I've got to tell you, That was just absolutely hilarious. That was classical Martha Norwalk.
What?
Taking that instant studio poll and deciding that the whole planet knew about the legendary Garrison Keillor, but not Martha.
Yeah, not me. Well, I guess that's because I've been on the air while he's been on, at least for the last 22 years.
Yeah,
anyway.
He does. They've always repeated it on the local NPR station, KUW. Mm-hmm. On Saturday evening is the live show from usually from St. Paul.
Well, apparently
but
not anymore, though, because he retired today. All right, well, we're going to run out of time. So,
Jude and Paul.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes, thank you. First, do you guys respond to text messages?
Sometimes.
I know. Okay. I don't send them. I don't get them.
We're better with email.
Okay. I wanted to ask you, though, if you could help me with an acute problem. I've got a number of problems that are partially probably due to stress and circumstance, but I've got a problem with my shoulder that has just been killing me.
Which shoulder, right or left?
It's the right shoulder, it's been going on for about 3 months, and I don't know how it happened, but I can hardly use it, and I'm in so much pain. It varies, the degree of pain I'm in.
Well, let's see what they can do about that. So you're not aware of injuring it or anything?
I'm not aware of injuring how it happened, but it's definitely, I don't know if it's torn tendons or ligaments or a dislocation or what.
Now, Jude is already starting to work on you. She's got Mercury and Zodiac, looks like.
Kind of opening up and nerve stuff. You know, this kind of thing happens often with, especially with women going through menopause. And I don't know what your age is or anything, but we see this a lot with it leads you to believe it's hormonal. We don't know that for sure, but... It's fairly common for this kind of shoulder thing to show up without, you know, anybody having had an injury or something. Now, of course, you can have, you know, things that you don't recognize that you had. I mean, you could have picked up something and, you know, you didn't feel it at the time and it did something.
Right.
But it's not uncommon. So I think, you know...
Now she's working in the field.
Yeah, kind of opening things up, trying to... Because there might be some inflammation in there. Let's see... Yeah, a little kind of inflammation in the...
I'm feeling a little heat.
Yeah.
Hey, well, that's good.
Stuff coming out.
That's excellent.
Did you do Saturn yet? Did you do joint stuff? Opening up kind of right in the shoulder. There's a bunch of points around the shoulder that are used for shoulder problems, so we'll... Since we don't know exactly where it is, it's easier, you know, when you can palpate it. What I'm getting at is that it's kind of deep in maybe Sanjiao and large intestine channel.
That's what I've been working
on. Okay. So, opening that up, kind of letting out the inflammation. And then,
oh, Carlene, you got the didgeridoo, the big one, the big boy's coming out for you.
Clear stagnation in that area. Got it wrapped up in her mic or headphone cord here.
Yeah, here we go.
The other thing when you get things like this that come up is to watch your language about them, saying that, you know, it's killing me.
Is not
helpful. You can say, you know, there's. We usually just encourage people to say, "I got shoulder stuff." You know, it makes it worse.
I realized that as soon as I said it, I went, "Oh, why did I say that?"
I got the hit too because, you know, we all know. I keep saying it all the time: thought directs energy, energy follows thought, thought magnifies and intensifies energy, and you even intensify it more when you speak it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But it's remarkable hurting. Even when I lay down to try to sleep, there's only one really narrow position I can lay in that I can. It cannot be just really, really painful. So I'm really appreciating any help you can give me on it.
103.
All right. So, you guys are tuning in again here.
Well, just kind of go ahead.
So I just kind of created a connection to. A place in the energy field of neutrality. So takes off the charge of the, you know, the association of the pain. And then I did something, I found a little pattern that sort of looked kind of prickly, like a cactus almost. And I
like
used,
a what?
Like a cactus. Mm-hmm. Prickly, like a cactus.
And I used a Uranus, and which Uranus kind of breaks up stuff that's stuck. It's really not subtle energy. It really breaks it apart. And that feels different to me.
All right. Now, are you still feeling the warmth, Carlene?
Yes, I sure am.
All right. So it likely she's going to feel things for the next couple of days or so. Stand to reason that she should take it easy using that right arm and shoulder for the next few days.
Yeah, it's probably self-limiting. Anyway.
Yeah, it sounds
but,
like
but
it is.
But if it starts feeling, even if it starts feeling better, don't overdo it. Because I can't tell you how many people we've had that, you know, like their elbow hurts and they come in and we get all the pain to go away. And I had a friend who went home, came back 3 days later and said, my elbow hurts again. I said, well, what'd you do? He says, well, it felt so good. I went home and polished my boat.
Oh, no, don't do that.
So, but don't not use it.
Yeah.
So, somewhere between.
Can I ask one final thing?
Sure.
And maybe off the air, Jude, if you could help me with this. I've got a really bad sinus headache, and I've been trying to clear it myself, but I haven't been completely successful. It might help just dull it down just a tad, but then it kind of shoots back
up. So where
up.
Is it on your head?
Sinus. It's in the sinus areas below my eye socket.
Okay.
All right. Well, so we got a minute or two here, Carlene, I can just
if you do neti pot, that's a good thing.
Do you have a neti pot?
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay.
That usually helps. But Jude's opening up.
I massage those sinus cavity areas, and then I try to loosen up any clogged material that's there plugging it up and. That helps too. I've just recently discovered that for myself.
Yeah, she just did points to open up. There was a point, kind of a couple of extra points called Bitong on the beside the nose that she did. Now she's doing large intestine 4, which is on the hand, which are command points for the head, and they go right. I mean, the large intestine channel goes right up by the nose. So.
Oh,
are you feeling something?
And then we're going to open up gallbladder 20 points in the back of the head, which are points we talked about earlier in the show that help to clear wind and open up the head. They say it opens up the orifices of the head. So that would be sinuses would be among those.
Well, for me, a sinus headache is when I, especially significant when I roll my head forward, or stoop to pick something up.
Yeah,
then I get that sharp hit.
Yeah, yeah. I remember years and years ago experiencing that. So, all right. So it looks like Jude feels complete with that at the moment.
Thank you guys so much.
All right. Well, thank you, Carlene, for calling, and hope you're feeling better. And let us know how you're doing. Okay.
I'll be in touch.
All right,
bye-bye.
And thanks for the heads up about Garrison and his retirement.
Pay attention to what's different.
All right, thanks for calling Animal World. All right, let's see. Kathy's got an update for us here. Remember I told you I will be doing my Keys to Understanding Animals, my two classes at Natural Pet Pantry Store in Kirkland. I'm doing them in April, I believe Wednesday, April 20th and 27th. The first one is communicating with animals, interspecies telepathic and empathetic communication. The second is the human-to-animal transference, $20 for each class, $35 if you do them both, and it's best to take them together. Call Natural Pet Pantry if you'd like to make a reservation because space is limited, 425-739-4738. That's Natural Pet Pantry in Kirkland, 425-739-4738. All right, and if you want to contact Jude and Paul Ponton, it's Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle. The website is www.whispering-dragon.com. Be sure and sign up for their newsletter. Oh, and we didn't talk about the sound portals. Check out the sound portals. Love them. And if you need to give them a call, it's 206-706-2836. So we have completely exhausted all our time.
Yes. New newsletter just came out.
Oh,
so
that's right.
If you didn't get it, let us know.
All right.
If you're supposed to.
Mike, thank you. Kathy, thank you. Jude and Paul, thank you so much.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
And as always, let me remind you. Oh, and stay tuned for an encore presentation of Mystic Radio with Rob and Alexis. We've got regular programming again today. Yay. And as always, animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, share your love with all living things, and I'll talk to you again next week.